Okay, so I have a sports question for you.
Okay.
You know, I don't know much about sports ball, but I was reading this article about a guy named Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he is?
Yes, he's a football player.
Oh, okay. All right.
A very good one.
I don't know if he was famous or not. I saw an article.
Famous.
Okay, fine. So he's a quarterback.
Right.
And apparently what he does when he quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put it, he licks his fingers
because
he said it's better to hold on to the ball while your fingers are wet. Except now, because of COVID, he can't do that because everyone's touching the ball and he doesn't want to end up with COVID. So he's going to try not to lick his fingers. Is that a thing? Do sports ball people lick their fingers and lick all the balls that are out there, the basketballs and the football balls? And I mean, are they all wet?
A lot of quarterbacks. I think more quarterbacks do that than don't do that.
Really?
Drew Brees does it almost every play.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought that, even with the flu, the cold, whatever, you know, I always thought that was kind of crazy to do that, but he does. And I'm glad he's thinking of that now. So maybe he'll stop.
So do the quarterbacks, do they get sick all the time?
You would
because
think,
they're always licking their fingers?
But they don't. But no, not really. Well, now there's a bunch of college football that's not going to happen this year. So, you know, there are whole conferences that just said, hey, we're not going to do football this year.
Because this one guy, Drew Brees, talking about like how he's going to stop licking his fingers. And it's like, if they all do that, I mean, the ball, so it's not like he doesn't start with a brand new ball. It's the ball, it's the game ball, and everybody touches it. It's like hot potato.
They switch them out often, but not that often. And baseball players do it too. They lick their fingers.
But now we're getting to the root of this, because I was trying to figure out, I'm like, how are they all getting COVID if they're outside playing? Because the one thing we keep hearing about COVID is that if you're outdoors, you should be fine. You know, if you're running around outdoors, if you're playing a sport or whatever on a bike. So I'm like, how are they all getting COVID? And I guess the answer is they're not socially distancing, because I guess with a lot of these games, you got to get right up in someone's business, mm-hmm. you know, like football ball, they all tackle each other and they're all on top of each other.
Right.
But now I'm hearing, because of what you're saying, that they lick the balls, or they lick their fingers and lick the balls.
Yeah, just watch how you say that.
You know what I mean. Get your mind out of the gutter. I mean, literally.
You're the
like,
one that said lick the balls.
I didn't say lick the balls.
But I think it is, everybody is so close. You are tackling each other. So there's no 6-foot rule. And they're screaming. They're yelling the whole time. And I think it is when you talk loudly, when you scream, when you sing, these are times that it goes out even more.
Right, because you're really pushing the breath out and all the particles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I don't think there's any way that we can do this and be safe. Because if one person gets it, everybody on the team's going to get it.
Right.
They're dressing in the same room. They're taking showers in the same shower. It's not good. They're flying on the same plane.
Right.
Because they're always on the road. There's no good.
There's no way to keep them safe. Right. No.
And once it gets cold, I think this virus is going to be everywhere.
And that's when the football ball happens.
Right.
Okay.
So now, even with high school football is going to start soon. Are we going to do that too?
But see, that's the weird thing. So kids are going back to school. So they're allowed to be in a classroom, but they can't be outside getting exercise? I don't get it.
Yeah, but you're screaming and you're tackling and you're touching. Yeah, none of this is good.
That's just math class.